On the Claresy Matt and Kimba catch-up, the Brownlow medalist from a couple of years back, the mighty Matt Prittis from the West Coast Eagles, and we took calls on when did you stuff up doing do-it-yourself stuff.
Claresy, Matt and Kimba on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Counting your lucky stars, you didn't get too injured, like the rest of the country maiming itself doing DIY.
Yeah,
the home reno stuff seems to get people into trouble. They're saying the lawnmower was the most dangerous tool between 2013 and 2014. It was responsible for amputating fingers in 57 cases and 10 cases of toes.
Ban the victor. Yeah. Ban the victor.
That's a lot of bags of ice, isn't it?
It certainly is.
But it's not just the injuries. It's easy to make a mistake. We want to know what you stuffed up, really, with your DIY.
Sue from South Yundarup, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. Of course, it wasn't me that did the mistake.
No, of course not.
I was just an innocent single parent, had a couple of trees that needed cutting down, and my girlfriend's husband said, because it was quoted like $600 to cut these two trees down, and I'm like, and he said, look, give the partner a beer, me and my mate will come around on the weekend and do it. I'm like, really? And they're like, yep. So weekend, him and his mate are there, cut down the first tree, me and my girlfriend cut off all the stuff to the tip. Come back, it's about the third load, and the guys are out the front, and we're like, oh no, something's wrong. Something's wrong. The second tree is on my pergola.
Whenever a man says, I'll do it for a carton of beer, alarm bells have got to start ringing.
I know.
Well, it depends when they start on the carton too. Yeah. Never let them start on the carton before the job. Sue, did it bring your pergola down?
It did. It smashed the life out of it. And so what was going to cost me $600
$1,200. The boys weren't using ropes, were they, Sue? That's awful.
Yeah, just not the right way. So we nicknamed them Puck Incorporated, pair of useless.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. Know where you're going there.
Anyone here Puck Incorporated, do not use them.
Thank you, Sue. Well done.
Dino's in Como. Dino, what was your DIY stuff?
Yeah. Good morning, the CMK crew. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mine was probably about a year ago. I put together one of those beautiful IKEA wardrobes for the daughter.
Oh, yes.
So it was a good 3 metres long, done the whole lot, everything going to plan, only had a couple of screws missing or left over, so I thought it wasn't too bad. At least the majority is going to stay together. And the backing board, because it's all white everywhere, I put the board on, and because you've got to put hundreds of nails to hold the backboard together to secure it all.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, lift it all up after having it all done, and I put it the reverse way. Because white was everywhere,
oh no!
I put the wrong colour on the inside.
On the outside.
So for some of it you felt so proud of, you had to put it down, take all the nails out, go back to IKEA, plead, and they did kindly replace just the backboard rather than buying a whole new unit, which had that. But then result.
Oh, yeah, but you've got to take all those nails out.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
really snuck them in.
Well.
Yeah.
So you're trying to over-engineer it.
Yeah, of course.
And, yeah, it was, yeah.
Easy to do. So you open the wardrobe doors and all you see is what was meant to be facing the wall.
Good on you, Dino.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
You too.
Let's go to Wattle Grove. G'day, Diane.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's the DIY that went not so A-OK?
Oh, my God, it's so embarrassing. My husband had gone overseas and the garden was a mess, the front garden. And like a lot of people, I don't like gardening, but it needed weeding. So I'm thinking, I want this done, but I don't want to pay to get it done. How can I do it? So I actually set fire to it.
Oh, great.
Right. Diane!
Here in Australia?
Illegal and quite silly.
Yes. Yeah,
but did it work?
Not quite how I wanted it to. It got out of control, and I tried to put it out with a hose, and I ended up having to call the fire brigade, it was so disappointing. They weren't even good looking.
Not even hot, guys.
And then I got fined $2,000 for burning out of season.
Oh,
Diane. Did you just light a match, or did you use an accelerant, or what did you do?
No, I just dropped a match on the dry grass. I know. It's bad.
Wow. Surely there's a neighbour's child or someone who needed pocket money that could just come pull a few weeds out, Diane.
And it's taken over a year. Is that how it looked? Yeah.
Well,
There's also probably a local kid who would have loved to drop the match too.
Hey, Diane, we'll go through the prize cupboard just for being honest today. See if there's an old Fieries, hot Fieries calendar in there. Otherwise, we'll get one made up with Matt.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Hasn't the poor woman suffered enough?
Don't try this at home.
Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. Shut up! The boys on the radio! Brownlow medalist, All-Australian champ and all-round top bloke. Let's talk footy with Matt Prittis from the West Coast Eagles on Mix 94.5.
It's getting back on. 9 kicks, 20 handballs, 5 marks, 7 tackles last week in the Eagles win. Matt Prittis, how are you, champ?
I'm good, thank you. Always good after a win.
Yeah, nice to analyse the stats too. Well done.
Well, and nice to have a little bit of time off too. You've had about 10 days to chill this time compared to last week. So does that feel a bit easier on the muscles?
Yeah, we need every day of those 10 days because, yeah, the 5-day break was something new. But to the boys' credit, they responded really well from a disappointing loss to Richmond. We recovered really well, had a good hit out the day before the game and got into it.
Did you feel it, like the 5-day break during the game, how tired you were?
Yeah, 3-quarter time, that's when it really kicked in, I think. It's probably, you're definitely feeling that soreness more than most weeks. But like saying, we responded. They came to a goal behind halfway through that last quarter and we got a couple of quick goals and, you know, then we found some runs. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a really good contest, hard fought.
You sometimes feel more 32 than other days.
Yeah, definitely. I felt a lot older than 32 at the end of the game.
I bet you did.
That's for sure. So the next 2 days, mate, I could hardly move. So, 10 days is great. Main training today and then get on the plane tomorrow.
Can you just very quickly, in a nutshell, put it, you come off after a game like that, so you've had the win, you sing the song. What happens immediately after that? Do you have a meeting with the coach? Is that what happens first?
Yeah, you have a 3 or 4 minute debrief, basically. So any issues that came out of the game, what we can learn out of it. But then it's probably the best time of the week. 10-15 minutes after a win, sit down and just enjoy that. Just relaxing with the boys. I think that you've worked so hard, you know, reviewing the game, previewing whatever's coming up, and to get the result you want.
Celebrating 4
points.
Yeah,
exactly. We did it, you know. So, you know, you hop in the ice bins.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that straight away? Any massage or anything?
Ice bins, stretch down, and then you're pretty much driving home thinking about who we play next.
Yeah. A little window of calmness and fun,
In that kind of 4 minutes, on a game when you've had a loss, after that, are you expected to go in and just like put the loss behind you and listen up and get the next notes and what you're going to do? Or is it just, are you all still heads down and, you know, do they let you dwell on it?
Yeah. That's probably the moments where they're asking for feedback. What happened? What's your opinions? You were out there. So it's not just coaches, you know, having a crack here. Oh, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. It's open feedback. But it still does make it easier. No. I hate losing.
Now, it's all good and well to talk football with you, but we've been talking about the Logies this morning and gift bags. Now, that these celebs get when they go to the Logies, right? They get all this barley stuff and all sorts of Delta Goodrum perfume. Do you get anything at the Brownlow? Do you get a gift bag?
No, you don't.
Oh, don't you?
No, it's...
Surely when you won it, you got a voucher to Harvey Norman or something.
You got a nice little medal called the Chaz Brownlow. That's not bad. That night.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah. No, nothing.
No. Nah, only the winner.
Okay.
Well, Kimber was talking about how bad it is after a game with a loss. Imagine being Hawthorn players with 86-point losses in a row. They're going to be bouncing back this week, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a lot better than 0-4. We know the quality of that footy club. They're a very proud footy club, and they'll be looking to bounce back. So we will not be taking them lightly. We'll be preparing for them at their very, very best. Obviously, they've got a pretty good record against us at the MCG, and, they'll be wanting to keep that going. It's going to be a good contest. And Sammy Mitchell,
Sammy's the Eagles now.
How's he feeling?
Yeah, he's good. He's a little bit older than me, so he might take a couple of extra days to recover.
He needed a 12-day break.
But he'll be using every one of those days to get that ankle right, and he'll be looking to get out there and have a really good game.
And Jack Darling, are we expecting him to play?
Yeah. Yep. He trained strongly early in the week, so he'll be putting his hand up as well for selection.
Jack's back.
All right. All the best, because it sounds like you obviously know the stat, which they just threw out then, which was a surprise to me. I didn't realize it had been that long for
the
a
11
win,
years.
11 years in Melbourne.
In Melbourne against the Hawks, you haven't beaten them.
Didn't know that one.
Yeah. But,
oh, sorry. Sorry. No, look, you're
good
stronger.
On you, Kimber. We're supposed to be, you know, buoying Matt up.
No, it's good to know that.
You're mentally stronger than that. I'm not worried that that's going to shake your game.
I play a lot of games in Tassie too, so that's probably altering the stat.
But no, all these little stats that come up, they're always good to know.
Oh, yeah, if you ever want a, you know, 3 or 4 minute debrief about what you've done wrong, just go to Kimber. She's more than happy to tell you.
She's more critical than Simo.
Yeah,
I like it.
And 9 kicks, 20 handballs, mate. Was that a sign of you being tired? Just laid off?
Oh, mate, I don't get too many kicks these days, mate. It's all in and under and, yeah, try to play your role for the team.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Good team, man. Hey, Pretty, we'll catch you again next week. Good luck on the weekend. Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks,
Matt,
mate.
Clarsey, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Now, this is just another case of good researchers spending valuable time and resources discovering what we've already known for centuries.
Oh, okay. It's the duh factor.
I feel like they didn't need to put this thing together.
No,
however,
hit me.
A study in the journal Psychology of Women Quarterly.
Well, there's a problem straight off the bat. Carry on.
Trying to understand the psychology of women.
Yeah.
Well, they have found that men are more likely than women to interpret friendly behaviour as a come on.
Oh, duh.
As you said that, I saw the way you looked at me.
Yeah, totally.
What
apparently,
are you doing?
Get your eyes off her. She's mine.
Hey.
Apparently, just a woman saying hello to a man is enough to get a man thinking she's interested.
Doesn't even need to be hello.
Just be the way the eyes are?
Yeah.
You know, they went on to say they took 43 opposite sex pairs.
Yep.
And had a 5-minute conversation. Everyone had a 5-minute chat. And then they got them to fill out a questionnaire rating the person's attractiveness.
Yes.
And men who found the woman attractive were more likely to think she was flirting, whereas for women it made absolutely no difference.
No.
They were like, I didn't sense any flirting going on at all.
Mm. It's like the story of my life.
But the thing is, it sort of sucks because I'm a friendly woman.
You are.
I'm someone who's always been very social and I'm never rude to anyone who approaches me. So if people have spoken to me at the bar or talk to me, or I always will say hello and chat back. I have no reason to
You're also a great conversationalist and you've got a good sense of humour. So that puts you into a dangerous predicament straight away.
I still think I've got a shot.
I just feel a little bit sick right now.
But men have always done this and women have always known. I walk into a shop and looking at clothes. I'm not looking at the clothes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the beautiful woman working there and she smiles at me and makes me feel like I'm interesting. Visa card's out.
Yeah.
I'm buying crap that I will never wear.
She's talking you up what you look like in that cardigan.
Totally.
But then if you all think that way, if men think that way, don't you constantly live with disappointment because you keep walking away realising she's not interested?
No, because men have evolved this brilliant survival technique in our brains which goes, yes, I know that she's talking to me and that this is a shop and she's talking to me and making me feel like I'm interesting because of a business transaction. I know all these things and I know she's done it to hundreds of men before me, but I think this time it's different.
Ah, so we're delusional.
It's, yeah.
Well done.
I can see a future.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a way that women who are friendly could make it seem like they're not flirting? Like,
namely,
how can I have a conversation with a man to and not be rude, but also indicate I'm not interested?
Because it could be something as small. You mentioned retail or any kind of service. Because a lot of we blokes, especially as you get towards middle age, you get a conversation and a look and a cheery smile from a girl who you would have no hope with whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the advice I give you, Kimber, when's your birthday? November. We're going to make you up a badge that says, I'm friendly, but I'm really not that into you. So they know from the outset.
Yeah.
That would be enough?
Yeah.
Matt, with the badge works,
what could
work
you
on
do?
You?
Put out more.
Clarsey, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, so I rang up Telstra yesterday and said, look, I want to report a nuisance caller.
Yeah.
And the guy said, oh, not you again.
Well, there's another Clarsey, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.